I can't think of any other name right now.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard of weatherboarding or siding.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. It's used, weatherboarding is used, siding is used. It goes over the, well, the side of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And
weatherboarding and siding is the same thing?
Well, practically the same. Just that it's made of different material.
What's siding made out of?
Siding is made out of, I don't know what that is, but it's more like cement.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about weatherboarding? Is it wood or?
I don't know what that is made of. I couldn't tell. Weatherboarding is more protective.
Mm-hmm.
You put it over, you know, the natural boards.
Mm-hmm.
And not much when it comes to carpentry.
Well, a lot of these questions that I'm going to be asking you may, you know, as someone who's grew up in Natchez, may just not be familiar with them, you know, some of the things about farming or something like that.
Well, I think most persons in Natchez are familiar with the words you have asked me.
Uh-huh. Well, if I ask you
want
more,
words that were more familiar during slavery, is that it?
Well, just anything, old fashioned expressions, a lot of things. Say if you were going to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and to hit the nail, you'd have the tool you'd use if you were going to hang up a picture.
Oh, you mean a hammer.
Okay. And you say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail in.
Nailed it?
I whet the nail into the wall.
I drove the nail into the wall.
Okay. And if it didn't get in far enough, you'd say it's got to be
nailed again.
Or what in further? Using the word you just used, it's got to be
drove in.
Okay. And you'd say, you take the hammer if you want to what the nail in.
Drive the nail in.
Okay. And before they had bathrooms indoors, they used to have.
Before they had what?
Before they had bathrooms inside, they used to have. The buildings outside would be called.
Toilet.
Hmm?
Toilet.
Okay. Any special name for the outdoor toilets?
Closet.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't know it. It used to be the closet, and used to always sit in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And most times, in later years, they started calling it the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
But the more familiar name was closet.
Mm-hmm. Any joking names? Or?
No, I don't know of any joking names about it.
What about a building used for storing wood? You call that a
woodhouse.
Okay. What about tools?
Tool house.
Okay. And the big building behind the house where hay would be stored and cattle would be kept.
Barn.
Okay. Where would you keep corn?
In a crib.
Was that part of the barn?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No, a crib was, well, yes, in a way it was, but it wasn't necessarily joined to it.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have separate crib houses,
mm-hmm,
to place the corn in.
Mm-hmm. What about a place for grain? Was there a special building for grain?